Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people.
Jesus, we are here tonight.
Oh,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Our scripture reading for today is Book of Isaiah, Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And they shall build the old ways, they shall raise up former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Men shall call you ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourself. For your shame, ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portions. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double everlasting. They shall possess the therefore in the land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering. And I will thy right their work in truth. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people, and all that see them shall acknowledge them that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61:1-11. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We honor you and we bless you this day and during this time and season of your awesome and your mighty move in our lives. And over this, I am that I am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you, for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done in this early morning devotion. May God's perfect will be done in our lives. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your love, release your power, release your anointing, release your glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you. For the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew fall upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. We magnify the Almighty God. We pray for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you for opening the heavens. We thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and toward your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Can you join me as we say the Lord's prayers together? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Father, Abba Father, hallelujah. I dedicate myself to you this day in spirit, soul, and body. Convict me of any ways in my thoughts, words, or deeds that have been displeasing to you. I ask for cleansing from all sins according to your word that promises that if I confess my sin, then you will be faithful to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. As I confess and decree your word, may your Holy Spirit help me to be a passionate worshiper, a lover of truth, and a faithful child who brings pleasure to your righteous heart. May I experience spiritual strengthening through the power of your word, for your word does not return void, but accomplishes everything it is sent to do. Grant unto me the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Christ for the glory of your name and kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. With my whole heart I have sought you, O Lord. O Lord, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, along with the host of heaven, I declare, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist. Blessings and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. You, O Lord, are sitting on your throne, high and lifted up, and the train of your robe fills the temple. I ascribe greatness to you, for you are my God and my rock. Your work is perfect, and all your ways are just. You are a God of faithfulness and without injustice. Righteousness and upright are you. I love you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, mind, and strength. You are the Lord, and there is no other. There is no other God beside you. I glory in your holy name, and my heart rejoices in you. I will seek your face forevermore. I bless you, O Lord, my God. You are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. While I live, I will praise you. I will sing praises to you while I have my being. The high praises of God will be in my mouth and a two-edged sword in my hand. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Now we praise you, almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Almighty God, we thank you. We bless you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We confess, O God, that you love us with your everlasting love and has promised to give us a future and a hope. With loving kindness, you have drawn us unto yourself. We look carefully and intently at the manner of love you, Father, has poured out upon us. It is through this love that you call us to be your dear children. We are completely and fully accepted in you, our God and our Savior. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Not tribulation or distress, not persecution, famine or nakedness, not peril, sword, angels, principalities, powers, death nor life, neither things present, nor things to come. Absolutely nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's love towards us is patient and kind. His love for us bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure. His love will never fail. His love for us is so rich that he gave his only begotten Son. Because of this, we will never perish, but have everlasting life with him. As a result of God's great love for us, we have an unbreakable eternal covenant with him. Through the covenant of love, he has put his laws within our heart and has written his commandments upon our minds. We have been invited to the Lord's banqueting table, and his banner over us is love. His love is better than the choicest of wines. Through his intimate love, he draws and invites us to follow after him. We are fair and pleasant unto him. We are rooted and grounded in his love, and well to comprehend with all believers what is the width, length, and depth and height of his unfailing love. We have been called to know this rich love to surpass of knowledge, so that we may be filled with all the fullness of Almighty God. We truly are the object of his deepest love and affection. Christ's perfect love has cast out fear in us and has enabled us to be a passionate lover of God and others. Love is the greatest aim in our lives. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Can you repeat after me? Hallelujah. I am a child of God. God is spiritually my Father. I am a new creation in Christ. All things have passed away, and all things have become new. I am in Christ. I am an heir with the Father and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I'm reconciled to God, and I am an ambassador of reconciliation for him. I am a saint. I am God's workmanship, created in Christ for good works. I am a citizen of heaven. I am a member of Christ's body. I am united to the Lord and am one spirit with him. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am a friend of Christ. I am a slave of righteousness. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am enslaved to God. I am chosen and ordained by Christ to bear fruit. I am a prisoner of Christ. I am righteous and holy. I am hidden with Christ in God. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am part of the true vine. I am filled with the divine nature of Christ and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. I am an expression of the life of Christ. I am chosen of God, holy and dearly loved. I am a child of light. I am a partaker of a heavenly calling. I am more than a conqueror through Christ. I am a partaker with Christ and share in his love, in his life. I am one of God's living stones being built up in Christ as a spiritual house. I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. I am the devil's enemy. I am born again by the Spirit of God. I am an alien and stranger to this world. I am a child of God, who always triumphs in Christ and releases his fragrance in every place. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ. I am saved by grace. I am a recipient of every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am part of the bride of Christ. I am making myself ready for him. I am a true worshiper, who worships the Father in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us worship Jesus. Let us worship Jesus. Let us worship him this morning. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy of praise. He is worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we come to you. We choose to walk in obedience and faith, as these are your requirements for recovering your abiding presence. You flow freely when we live in love and unity with others and when we seek to build others up. We choose to be diligent to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We will let people in the bond of peace. Holy Spirit, come. You drew us into salvation. You grant us intimacy with God. You make us a temple of God. Holy Spirit, we seek all your works in our lives. Please indwell us, fill us, flow out from, and pour yourself out upon us. We consciously welcome you into our hearts at the point of our salvation. We were baptized by you at a point of time. We yielded our altar faculties from self-control to your control and ask for and sought your empowering. You renew us each and every morning. Your daily filling requires a constant healing of our hearts and soul to you, which we choose to do. We desire for you to flow out through us, empower us from within. We desire that you be poured out upon us through your various workings. You gave us victory over sin as well as victory over sickness, disease, and the devil. Truly, your Holy Spirit, come, you are welcome. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. We will not grieve you through our words, through grumbling, careless words, angry or unbelieving words. This causes you to fight against us and opens the door for evil spirits to enter. They produce conflict between others and us as well as fear, deception, enticement, and false rumors. We will love and speak words edifying for the need of the woman. We choose to believe in your in-working power in our lives. We will not speak against you or disregard you. We will play anointed worship music to provide an inviting resting place for you to dwell. We abide in you, and you abide in us. We are careful to walk in unity with others in the body of Christ. As you flow where there is unity, Holy Spirit will not grieve you. Holy Spirit, we see you. You are the dove that rested upon Jesus. You are the wind that blows. You are the breath of life within us. You are the river that flows through our hearts. You are the fire of God that rests upon our heads and that purifies us. You are the light that shines in our mind, anointing our reasoning. You are the oil of blessing that is poured out upon us. You are the cloud of glory that descends from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can see you. Holy Spirit, you show us things. You disclose the Father to us as we listen to your voice and live tuned to your thoughts, pictures, and emotions. You grant us visions of heaven and draw us into dialogues with holy angels. You grant us dreams and the ability to interpret them. When we ask you to show us things, your picture lights up the eyes of our heart, and we find ourselves seeing those things you have chosen to reveal to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your effortlessness through which your revelation come to us. Holy Spirit, come, show us things. Holy Spirit, give us your thoughts. We will let you illuminate our mind with revelations through spontaneous thoughts. We will tune away from our own calculated reasoning, fix our eyes upon you, and tune to your indwelling flowing river. We sense your words as spontaneous thoughts, which light up our hearts and minds as we are in your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can hear from you. Holy Spirit, tell us what is on the heart of God. You encourage us to hear the voice of the Father. He reveals the depth of his wisdom to you. You then speak it into our spirit, so we are taught by you. Holy Spirit, we pray continuously for a flow of divine revelation from you. Holy Spirit, you make us wise and understanding. You grant us words of wisdom and knowledge, and you grant us words of wisdom and knowledge. Holy Spirit, fill us with your will, wisdom, and understanding. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we feel you. We feel your presence, your lightness, and your peace when we are in your will. We sense unrest when we are not in step with you. Holy Spirit, we desire to follow the leading of your peace. Holy Spirit, let us always feel you. Holy Spirit, you release in us God's emotion. Rejoice in you. Oh, Holy Spirit, release in us God's emotions. We rejoice in you, Holy Spirit, and you comfort us. You fill our hearts with joyful melodies, singing and laughter. You gave us a reverence towards God and hatred towards the things that he hates. You gave us God's compassion towards the lost and the hurting. You gave us an inner desire to obey God's law. Your presence is within us. Is the down payment of what we shall experience in heaven. Holy Spirit, let us feel God's emotions. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, guide us. You gave us knowledge so we know the future. You tell us what to do. You direct our steps. You warn us of wrong paths and a danger ahead. Holy Spirit, lead us, we pray. Holy Spirit, you anoint our tongues. Give us words to speak when we stand before kings. put God's anointed words on our tongue all the time, especially in difficult situations. Grant us the ability to prophesy, to speak and sing in tongues, and to speak with a power and boldness that comes directly from you. When we pray in tongues, our speaking of God and our minds are out of the way. Holy Spirit, anoint our tongues. Holy Spirit, anoint our minds. When you anoint our minds, we have the mind of Christ. When you anoint our minds, we have the minds of Christ, mind of Christ. So we worship in the spirit and put no confidence in flesh. You anoint us with a divine flow of thoughts. As we yield our minds to you, we yield our minds to you. You anoint our reasoning, allowing us to reason along with Almighty God. We choose to yield our mental faculties to you, Holy Spirit, and allow the flow of your thoughts and pictures to guide our reasoning process rather than us guiding our reasoning process. For apart from you, we are nothing, but with you, we are all things. We shall meditate in our hearts. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our minds. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hearts. You stir up our hearts and impress us to do things. You bring things to our remembrance. You lead us each step we take. Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our hearts. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hands. You anoint our hands with the power to heal the sick, to cast out demons. You anoint our hands with skill in all kinds of craftsmanship. When we yield our hands to you and ask for and receive your flow and your anointing, we are amazed at what our hands can do. We can feel your power, your heat, energy, and tingling in our hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our hands. Holy Spirit, you make us creative. You give us with divine creativity. You make all the words life-giving. Holy Spirit, we yield to your creativity. Holy Spirit, you release your personality to us. You radiate your attributes. You radiate your attributes to flow through our hearts. There's love. There's joy. There's peace. There's patience. There's kindness. There's goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, as long as we live tuned to you. Holy Spirit, we come. Holy Spirit, you release in us the power to be holy. We are not adequate in ourselves. Our only adequacy is through the working of the Holy Spirit. You make us strong. We are covenant of your power within us rather than our own strength. We realize our whole life comes above as a result of your working. When we are weak, we ask you to meet us, and you do, transforming us from weakness to strength. We put our confidence in you and not in ourselves. We keep our attention fixed on you, Holy Spirit, and your light in and through and upon us. We worship in spirit and put no confidence in our flesh. You cut evil, weakness, and pain out of our hearts and give us, Holy Ghost, a new heart and a new spirit. Holy Spirit, be the Holy One within us. Holy Spirit, you release the power of God to us. You make us bold, powerful, just, and courageous. You cause us to act with your power and authority. You manifest yourself through the gift of faith, gift of healing, the ability to do creative miracles, and to discern the presence of evil spirits and to cast them out. As your power is displayed, your kingdom comes forth in that faith. We expect to walk in your supernatural power and give. Holy Spirit, empower us, we pray. Holy Spirit, let your words flow through us in anointed preaching. We tune to your flow as we prepare and as we preach and teach. We speak that which you are speaking, not only our words. When we do this, what we say is authenticated by your divine power. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our words. Come, authenticate this preaching with your power. You do not want our preaching to be in word only, but a demonstration of your power. You authenticate the preaching of your words with signs and wonders, such as casting out demons, healing the sick, setting free those who are oppressed by the devil. We do these miracles by hearing what you are saying, Holy Spirit, and then stepping out in faith and acting in obedience to your words. Holy Spirit, come, authenticate the release of your words. Holy Spirit, you sanctify us for life works. You commission us, you watch over our life mission and guide and empower us to complete our life's destiny. You bless us and our descendants. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you take us away. You carry us to places and show us things. You grant us access before the throne of the Father. You let us see the glory of God and Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of the Father. You let us see cities and peoples and needs that are great distances from where we live. Hallelujah, Spirit of the living God. You are not bound by time and space. When I am in you, not am I. We choose to live, seeing, hearing, and sensing you. Holy Spirit, you are our life. Your ways are better than ours. Your thoughts are better than our thoughts. Your wisdom is better than our wisdom. Your power is far greater than us. Thus we say, come, Holy Spirit. Again we say, come. We need you, Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit. Come. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Once again, I want to welcome each and every one of you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. Please join us as we go deeper into prayers now. Our Father and our God, we praise and thank you. Your word says, in everything, give thanks. For it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. We extol you, our King and our God. We, Father of glory, we thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thanks for your sustaining grace. Thanks for you are always faithful. Thanks for loving us so much that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is right now leading, guiding us, teaching us, O God, in all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you. We love you. Take absolute control of this devotion and every single detail of our lives. We come to that throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. We repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Thank you, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus Christ wash away our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio service. And we release the blood of Jesus over our children. Release the blood of Jesus over our grandchildren. Release the blood of Jesus over our fathers and our mothers. Release the blood of Jesus in our environment, in our homes, in our ministries. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth according to Ephesians 10:18. We thank you, Lord, for being a wall of fire around us and the glory within us according to Zechariah 2:5. We thank you for your holy angels, ministering to us, protecting us, forcing your bidding in our lives. We thank you that the heavens are open. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and we thank you. We thank you for salvation, for souls being saved, for healing, for deliverance. Oh, Father God, we thank you for restoration taking place even as we pray. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. Spirit of the living God, breathe upon us. Breathe in this environment. Hallelujah. We worship you. In Jesus' name, let us worship.
Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards, both far and wide, who both far and wide. This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Daylight!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Jesus, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. There is no one greater than you. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus, in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for your loving kindness. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Our Father. We pray this morning, oh God, we bless you. I want you to repeat these words after me in the name of Jesus Christ. I am created for blessing. I am created for blessing. As a result, I am fruitful in every good thing. And I multiply in blessing. Because my God has blessed me. No curse can touch me. In the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of his blood, I decree his covenant of blessing around my life. All that pertains to me. Nothing but blessing is permitted to come to my life or sphere of influence in the name of Jesus. If the enemy attempts to attack me, he will be caught in the act and pay sevenfold what he stole, and then I will plunder his house, for I only accept blessings. Hallelujah. His attempts create testimonies in my life. Like Abraham, I am blessed. And I am called to be a blessing. Through my life in Jesus, nations are blessed. Blessings come upon me and overtake me. Blessings are attracted to me. I am a blessing magnet. I am blessed coming in and blessed going out. I am blessed in the city and blessed in the field. The heavens are open over my life. And the rain of God's abundant goodness fall on my life and all that pertains to me. No good thing has he withheld from me. I am blessed in everything I put my hands to do. I hope you're repeating after me, please. My household is blessed. My food is blessed. My clothing is blessed. My cars are blessed. My business and matters of business are blessed. My children are blessed. My grandchildren are blessed. My spouse blessed. My family blessed. And all who labor with me and for me are blessed. My finances are blessed. And my spirit, soul, and body are fully blessed because Jesus established an eternal, unbreakable covenant of blessing for me. I am blessed with the kingdom of heaven and its bounty because I recognize my need of God in all things and at all times. I'm blessed with comfort when I mourn. I'm blessed with satisfaction. I'm blessed with a satisfied heart because I hunger and thirst for righteousness. I'm blessed with mercy because I show mercy to others. I'm blessed with insights and visitations from God. I am pure in spirit. I'm called a son or daughter of God, peacemaker. When I am persecuted for the sake of righteousness, or when people insult me and speak lies about me, I am blessed with heavenly and eternal reward. I am blessed because I hear the Lord's word and act on it. I am a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Because I love with and blessed, and my dwelling is blessed. The blessing of the Lord has made me rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. Because I trust in the Lord, I am blessed. I am blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Grace and peace are multiplied unto me in the knowledge of Christ. I have been granted everything that pertains to life and to godliness. I have been given all the magnificent promises in the Word of God. I sow blessings bountifully, and therefore I reap blessings bountifully. I always look for ways I can bless others. The Lord blesses me indeed and enlarges my realm of influence. His hand of grace and blessing is with me, and he keeps me from harm. I am truly blessed. Father in heaven has chosen gladly to give me the kingdom. My God, our Father, blesses me continuously and causes his face to shine upon me. He is gracious to me and grants me peace in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Our Father, all creation, everyone under the sound of our voice, including myself this morning, I ask that you bless everything that their hands touch. May their families be blessed from generation to generation. Please give them fresh and proprietary ideas that are attached to their bloodlines, and that they will benefit from down to four generations and beyond. But I pray that you will grant those that are listening to me and those that will listen at another time, that you will hear these prayers and grant them favor in every room they walk in, so that they may have connections with people who have the power to propel them to their next level. Open doors that will lead them to the closing of deals, the writing of checks to them with multiple zeros behind the comma, and to allow them to see a return on their investment of time, talent, and treasure. Bless them so that you may increase the ability to tithe more than double of what they're tithing now. Send them the right people at the right time with the right intentions to be able to help them take the vision you have given them to the next level. And Lord, enemy, be it pride, be it fear, be it family or friends, please remove them in the name of Jesus so nothing and no one is standing in their way of their expansion. We stand in agreement and in expectation. In Jesus' name, amen. Jabez cried out to God, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from evil so that I will be free from pain. And God granted Jabez his request. And this is what we're praying. I'm praying for each and every one this morning. In the name of Jesus. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of His Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely His goodness and His mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful and a great day in the mighty name of Jesus.